Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
The season of festivities is here. Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast with Sheetal. And yes, this one is called Money Mantras for Women, a Durga Puja special. And we are going to shine the light on how financial independence and security can truly liberate and empower women. Now, we've got someone who's dedicated her life towards helping women achieve financial literacy. And it's not just women that her expertise is available to. People across strata of society can actually reach out to Rupa Venkatkrishnan, who is Director, Sapien Wealth Advisors and Broker Private Limited. And she's here to share her wisdom with us. Let me also tell you that Rupa, incidentally, has several achievements to her credit, and she's won several CNBC TV18 Financial Advisor Awards over a period of time. So that's who we are going to be picking the brains of on the MoneyWise podcast today. Thank you so much, Rupa, and welcome to the show, and season's greetings to you as well. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Sheetal. I've been wonderful, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to share on this auspicious occasion to talk about money and how financial independence can actually bring in liberation and empowerment and dignity to most of the women that who are here going to hear on this podcast.
First up, tell us about your own journey to financial independence.
I think, Sheetal, I was lucky that my father was the person who made me financially independent, to think financially independent, to stand on my own feet. I think I was very young at 16, 17, you know, just going to finish my education, graduation. And he told me to fend for myself. And I think that one word, to fend for myself, was a turning point in my life, because all my life I've depended on my parents for my happiness, for my joy, for my needs, everything put together. And when I really asked them to help me, that I want to take up a career, and my father was a person who is very well settled, and he used to give a lot of jobs to a lot of people who settled in their lives. Right. And he told me to fend for myself, and that was a big, big turning point in my life. And I think initially, of course, I was very upset with it, when with my parents saying that they told me this. But I think one of the biggest things that I learned to be is fearless.
Fearlessness is also something that we associate with Shakti, the feminine power indeed. Now, but that is not really what all the numbers are saying. We are not as fearless as we ought to be as women when it comes to our own finances. In fact, Rupa, you know, there was a survey earlier in the year that said that 50% of women are not financially independent. Then it also added that 33% of women find cost of living to be one of the main challenges in becoming financially independent. Now, I want to ask you, since you're in the field, right, where do you see women with respect to financial awareness and also the ability to take charge of their money? Where are we?
I think it's an irony that we don't put perspective together, because for me, women are often considered better at saving money and planning household finance. Budgeting, managing the resources to run the household has been a forte for every woman. Our grandmothers did, our mothers did, and most of the women today have been doing that. Then why not your own money, that we can't budget and manage our own money? And I personally feel that women are the best financial managers. Women understand inflation the best, because they are the first one to actually hit with inflation through milk prices, vegetable prices, and all other expenses that they have to face. They were the first ones. So I personally believe saying that with a sound plan, women can march confidently towards their personal and professional objectives without worrying about any financial implication. It is just that they have to move out of their fear. Now, the second thing which you talked about, which was inflation, right? And people feel saying that the cost of living is high, inflation is high, so they don't have money. But with the help of budgeting and managing resources, you will have enough money to save. And you don't need large sums of money to save create large sums of wealth. Even if you have 100, 500, 1,000 rupees to save every month, I think you can really create huge amount of wealth over the next 15, 20 years for you to live a better life and be financially independent.
So essentially what you're saying is we do have all the tools, all the information that is required to make these decisions. We anyway do a bulk of that in the budgeting exercise for families and so on. And that is in traditional families where the women take care of these aspects of it. Now, that said, right, while you know the basics, there still seem to be impediments in the path of women who want to approach financial independence. Now, as a financial expert yourself, what do you see those gaps as being? Why are we still dithering?
So the first thing, Sheetal, is people are fearful. Okay. The first thing that is, they feel saying that they cannot manage. So I want to share today something saying that managing money is no rocket science. Okay. It's more down to habit, careful management of your hard-earned money. Budget, as I earlier said, it's about budgeting, planning, how you will manage your resources. It's as simple as that. Now, the biggest reason why women feel financial planning is so complicated because of the fear that they don't want to take the step saying that they might make mistakes. I think every one of us is going to make a mistake, but just because you think saying that you're going to make a mistake and you don't want to take that responsibility is something which is not right. You have to move forward and take those responsibilities for the only reason because life expectancy of women is more than men. And there is a survey which says that at the age of 65, 40% of the women live alone. As compared to men, it is 19%. So we all need to understand saying that the probability of a woman living longer is much more than the men. And you have to have the ability and the capability to manage money. So please don't let the fear of losing money, fear of failure, or fear of the unknown stop you from investing.
You're saying that, increased life expectancy. You're making a very strong case for women to be financial independent. You're saying the numbers with respect to women who outlive men at a certain age is way higher. The percentage is way higher. So that, if anything else, should, I think, be that strong cup of coffee that people are waking up and smelling here and now. No excuses not to take that first step towards financial independence.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
Research shows that up to one-fourth of new investors since March 2020 are women. 76% of female investors prefer equity funds, and only 6% of female investors prefer non-equity funds, while 18% of female investors focus on both categories.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
So what then, Rupa, I must ask you, are some of the steps or what are some of the new habits that women need to inculcate? Is there a roadmap that need to work on? How do they get started on this journey?
For every woman, the way she manages her house, when she has to cook a particular meal, I think she plans it so well about what ingredients, what is the timing of that particular process for breakfast, lunch. In the same way, it's about money. You need to really do saying that what do you have today? What is the expenses that you're doing? What is the liabilities that you have? Apart from that, what is the money left with you? And if you are able to gauge that on a day-to-day basis or even on a monthly basis, whatever is the money which is available, which is a surplus money, can be saved very prudently. Now, here comes the situation where when I'm talking about prudently, you need to take assistance from professional financial advisors or mutual fund distributors or your bank or any of the financial person dealing with finance to help you, guide you through the journey, make a roadmap for you and help you to reach your financial goals. I think you really need to take help. Most of the problem is when it comes to money, we don't ask for help. There is a taboo in the society because 8 out of 10 people don't talk about money when you meet on a table.
Right.
So I think it's high time that we talk about money. And there is also inhibitions between people saying that, I have less money and the other person has more money. It has nothing to do with that. Even a smallest of 100, today, I think you have such beautiful financial instruments available in the industry today where you can save 100 rupees to a 500 rupees to a 1,000 to a lakh rupees and still make your whole journey worth it. So it's all about speaking to people, take help and see that how you can reach your financial goals and make a roadmap.
So to summarize what you're saying, Rupa, is essentially use the principles that you already are using elsewhere in your management of your family and your home to the financial, you know, context as well. And you'll find that it's not such a not rocket science, as you rightly put it way back in the conversation. And the second is always take guidance from people who have been there and done that, who have the experience to back it up. And also keep yourself abreast. I might want to add that, you know, read up a little bit on what's happening in the world, market exigencies, dynamics, etc. that are changing the world that we live in every moment. So that is something that I take away from what our expert Rupa has just told us. Now, here's the other question that's coming to my mind, Rupa. Would one be right in assuming that financial independence eventually leads to financial security? Because in my head, this bit is not very clear. Is financial independence a more here and now goal and is security a more later goal? I'm struggling with this. So please help me.
Sheetal, it's a very interesting question because it's all jumbled up between the financial independence and financial security. Yeah. But for me, what I understand is financial independence doesn't lead to financial security. Financial independence is I'm earning well, I can buy something, I can do anything. But that's not going to bring you financial security. Financial security is all about you have so much of financial wealth, which gives you to lead a life the way you want. The way you want to enjoy your life, the way you want to decide what you want to do. It's the freedom to think every day morning what you want to do and without having any fear saying that how will my next meal or how will my next expense come through. So these are very, very two independent aspects between financial independence and financial security.
I think you put that very, very clearly in our heads for us, Rupa. So essentially, we are saying that just because you're earning a salary, if you're not doing anything with that salary, you're just spending it on shoes and, you know, cars and houses and things like that, it is not going to lead to financial security. I'm quite clear over here. And yes, you know, I'm glad that you brought up, you know, sometime back, you said the taboo that exists in society with respect to talking about money. This, you know, sort of resonates with me because growing up, right, we were discouraged. We were not allowed to ask, you know, Dad, how much do you earn? Quickly, you'll be shoo. This is not a question for you to ask me. So I so hear that and probably true, more true of women in families. But that said, you know, what's the general perception of society when a woman does start taking accountability of her family's finances and makes these financial decisions? What have you observed in your experience? Some anecdotes, some examples would be great over here.
Absolutely, Sheetal, what you have put the point is so clear because as we grew up, I think when it came to money, I think on the dining table, when we were growing up, I think money was never discussed on the dining table.
Correct.
The only thing that it was a very secret affair between our parents and grandparents when it came to money. But I think we are in a modern world where we have so much of data available. There's so much of social media that gives you a lot of information. So we can't shy away from the fact that we are not aware of it. And today, I think that there's a lot of information which is available where you can actually read, where you can understand, where you can go and speak to people. And I think today, in the last one decade, I think that whole narrative has changed. Where we can't come and say that we are not aware. And I think parents today are discussing about money. They are sharing a lot of thought with their children. And parents who are not, it is high time that you talk to your children about money because it's very essential part of the growing up because nobody teaches us managing money, neither the schools, neither colleges, not our homes teaches us. We literally learn managing money on streets. And I think that has to change. And I would request every parent, everyone saying that we should talk about money to children so that, you know, they are aware and they are not fearful of managing it.
Right. That's an important point that you made over here. You know, Actually, I'm reminded of another expert featured on the MoneyWise podcast, if I'm not mistaken, too, who said the same thing. One thing that was critical, need of the hour, is that educational institutions start introducing a course in financial planning. So people start really early understanding these constructs. But nevertheless, to come back to women, right? Are there any stories, success stories of women who've come to you with precious little, perhaps with no knowledge, and yet have made something fabulous out of their lives?
Sheetal, it's so unfortunate saying that most of the time what I have seen is when women come and reach out to me is a time where they are in crisis, right? Either they have become recently widowed or they're going through a divorce, and situations like that, or they were the only child and their father, they've lost their father and they have to manage their money. Those are the times where people have reached out to me. And those situations, they are emotionally very low, they are very insecure. But after that, once they start sitting across and understanding and managing, because it's very simple, right? They sit across and the only thing that you have to look at, determine your financial road plan is where are you currently located financially, what direction you should be heading, what it is right to reach the right direction to live comfortably. These are the 3-4 questions that needs to be answered. And when I sit with them and ask them these questions, once they put down those numbers, then the roadmaps are made. And I can only tell you saying that people who come to me at the age of 62 and they start managing their money and they understand it so well. You know, they're very, very stable. They're very contented with the kind of returns. Of course, when the markets are volatile or when things are unstable, they will just give you a call and ask you saying that, is everything fine? They just need a hand holding through that process. And I think they're wonderful financial managers. Absolutely amazing. I know a person who came to me at the age of 62, grappling around with a lot of wealth by around, say, 1.5 or 1.6 crores. And today that lady is more than 50 crores worth.
Right.
Wow. Right. So it's a matter of 20 years. But I think wealth creation. So there was another lady who I reached out to because I was sitting at a place and I was speaking to her and I said, why don't you save? And she said, I don't have money to save. So I said, can you save 500 rupees? And this was just 8 years back. And she looked at me and said, 500 rupees will make what difference to me? I said, no, it will make a difference. So I started saving 500 rupees to her. And today she has some 72,000 rupees. So the myth that you need large sums of money, please come out, speak, don't wait for a situation when there is a crisis and you have to manage your money.
Absolutely. Don't wait for a crisis to seek out professional help, and don't even wait for a Durga Puja or a festive season to be reminded of the importance of your own financial independence and indeed, more importantly, financial security. So I hope this podcast, Rupa, has helped our listeners, our women listeners, even people of other genders to take their finances into their own hands and build out a secure future for themselves. You've also, I think, busted a few myths about what women can and cannot do. And you've also articulated that fear that people feel is actually common and it's not a gender thing. Everybody who enters a space is always, you know, going to think, oh, what's going to happen to my money? It's a fundamental human question that you ask. So I'm glad that all of those points came out. We must thank you, Rupa, for making this a very special podcast for us on the MoneyWise series. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheetal. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and happy festive season to every listener on this podcast.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.